News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7:05, FM Talk 106.5. Rainy Monday on the way. Details from Dr. Bill coming up, plus a look at the tropics at 7:35. Kelly's got her headlines, and first, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear, and state troopers still heading to an accident of Red Fox Road at Coy Smith Highway. Two cars are involved, but it's off to the side of the road. Looking good across the Bayway and the Causeway for now. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, again, you're accident-free. Whether you're broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day and even offering underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED and at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms again with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
What is your definition of fake news?
Fake news is reporting fake news.
Brilliant.
There was a time when people thought the Earth was a level plain between two mountains that were set there to hold up the sky, and that the stars were lamps hung from that sky.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
7:07, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday, which, by the way, too, you're taking the show on the road tonight, Sports Night, debuting its mobile location, first time.
That's right. Our first live on-location show will be at Jersey Mike's on Dolphin Street. So I know we've been there before for Midday Mobile, but on Dolphin Street, right across the road from McConnell Automotive. That's where Corey LeBounty and myself will be located tonight. Show starts at 7 p.m., and we'll be talking all about college football that happened over the weekend, also a little bit of NFL, and taking a look ahead at this week, where there's a couple big games. Alabama and Auburn both have two big opponents on the schedule.
Yeah, after the Patsy games from Saturday.
After the cupcake games that they played here in week two.
Yes.
Now they've got Ole Miss for Alabama, and then Auburn plays LSU. Should be some good ones.
All right, guys, check them out live tonight at Jersey Mike's for Sports Night, 7:08. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A fatal accident this weekend has claimed the life of a Fairhope man. Sunday morning, 24-year-old Curtis Robinson Glaze was driving his truck in Chambers County when his vehicle went off the road and hit a tree. Alabama law enforcement agency, they do confirm that he was driving on Alabama 77 near the 5-mile marker about 5 miles north of Lafayette when that truck left the roadway and hit a tree around 2:13 a.m. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Alabama state troopers continue to investigate. A bus carrying more than 30 UAB pediatric interns and employees was involved in an accident on Friday. We now have an update on their conditions. Six people are still hospitalized at UAB Hospital. They have, though, improved, according to the hospital. There are no longer any patients listed in serious condition. Conditions of the patients range from good to fair. A Blazer Express bus carrying 26 UAB employees, including 11 pediatric interns, they were returning from an annual retreat at Camp McDowell. Alabama State Troopers say the bus was navigating a steep hill going through an intersection before it hit a rock and then a tree. That's according to Alabama State Trooper Corporal Mark Stone. The mother of one of the pediatric interns says that her daughter told her that the brakes went out on the bus shortly before it crashed. The other victims in the crash were treated and released. An investigation is right now underway. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
On this week's episode of What's Working with Cam Marston, we'll learn how Larson McGowan is leading change in the forestry management business with firm president Barrett McCall. More after this message from Roberts Brothers. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for for over 7 decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams a home.
Barrett McCall and his business partner bought Larson McGowan Forestry Management Services in 2002. Since then, he's seen customer demands change as investors begin valuing and treating their timber tracts differently, and he's had to keep up. He's also struggled to find the needed talent, as today's graduates seldom equate living in rural areas and spending hot summer days tromping through the woods counting trees as fun. But their company is growing because the industry disruptor, technology, is on their side. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston
Tuesday,
6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
This information update brought to you by Publix Supermarkets. The next time you're shopping at Publix, stop by the pharmacy for a flu shot and get a free $10 Publix gift card to use on your same shopping trip. Certain restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The murder trial of Derek Dearman begins today. He's accused of killing 5 people, including a pregnant woman in 2016. The bodies of 5 adults, including the pregnant woman, were found in a home just outside Citronelle on August 20th, 2016. Some were hacked to death with an axe. The trial has been delayed several times, despite Dearman's confession in 2016.
Sincerely and truly apologize, and I'm sorry.
He faces 6 counts of capital murder and 2 counts of kidnapping. A 17-year-old is in custody connected to a deadly shooting near Auburn University. It happened Sunday morning just before 2:30. 20-year-old Evan Wilson was pronounced dead as officers arrived. 3 other people were shot. The 17-year-old has been charged as an adult. A Pensacola woman was arrested for crashing into a Florida State Trooper. Florida Highway Patrol says 26-year-old Christine Stallworth collided with a patrol car guarding a down power line last week. Authorities say she hit the trooper's car, then drove off. Troopers located Stallworth at her apartment Sunday. She tried to get away by entering the apartment next door through the attic. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
All right, 713 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Dr. Bill joins us in just about 15, 16 minutes. Lots to talk about when it comes to tropical weather, as we have 3 hurricanes and a depression to deal with out there. It is pretty darn close to the peak of hurricane season. It looks like it out there as well. Dr. Bill will break it all down for us coming up at around 7:35. Time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by the Rolling Tigers Booster Club and JP Services.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
We'll start the week with a recap of Saturday's 63-9 win over Alabama State. Gus Malzahn.
New locker room, and we're 1-0. And I think we're 13 in a row at home, too. You know, so that is something I brought up, too. And it's a great home field advantage here. And glad to get the victory, and glad to play some young guys.
Young guys, indeed. Of the team's 429 rushing yards, 358 came from freshmen. Anthony Schwartz racked up a rushing and a receiving touchdown. Jatarvius Whitlow and Sean Shivers both went over the 100-yard mark on the ground. Auburn hopes to build from the momentum of the Alabama State performance as LSU comes to town this Saturday. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
At home or on the go, Alpha has made it easier than ever to handle your insurance needs.
With the Alpha To Go mobile app, everything you need is right at your fingertips. Pay your insurance premiums, access policy information, file a claim, even view your policy ID cards, all from the convenience of Alpha's easy-to-use mobile app. Download Alpha To Go on your iPhone or Android device today. At home or on the go, Alpha's got you covered.
Auburn soccer is 7-0 for the first time in program history, following yesterday's 3-1 win over Cincinnati. The Bearcats grabbed an early lead, but Auburn answered before the half. Bree Fold scored the first of the team's two second-half goals to put the Tigers ahead to stay. Conference play opens Friday at home against Mississippi State. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Hey, Tiger fans. For fun or business, JP Services will take care of any screen printing, embroidery, or promotional products needed for your next event. Visit MyTailgateStoreOnline.com. Whether you're looking for specific promotional items or just browsing for ideas to motivate your staff, MyTailgateStoreOnline.com is your website. No order is too big or too small, and turnaround is quick. Personalized gifts are a great way to thank a customer. Visit MyTailgateStoreOnline.com or call Jan at JP Services, 605-8573. That's 605-8573.
Mark your calendars. It's the 5th annual Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash. Support Auburn University Wheelchair Basketball. November 14th from 6 till 9 p.m. at St. Dominic's Murphy Center. Enjoy great music, delicious food and drink catered by Bay Gourmet, and be entered for the $10,000 drawdown. Tickets are $100 per couple and are available at Rim Animal Clinic. A great time with great people supporting Auburn Wheelchair Basketball and a chance to win $10,000. Don't miss the annual Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash. Call Rim Animal Clinic for your ticket today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms again with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. For now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troops don't have any accidents in the roadway. Still a good ride coming into the Eastern Shore from Daphne, Spanish Fort, and through the tunnels downtown. Airport, Dolphin, Moffitt, and Spring Hill at 65. Starting to see heavier traffic, but nothing out of the ordinary. Get your South Alabama football season tickets today. Season tickets start at only $60. Home schedule includes Alabama State plus Troy on Tuesday, October 23rd on ESPN2. Find your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 720 FM Talk 106.5. Heading for a high around 84 today. Thunderstorms in the mix already this morning. North Mobile County getting them now. And a few areas in Baldwin County. More details from Dr. Bill coming up. 73 now at our studios. On the way, you've heard of like a dual threat football player?
Mm-hmm.
Offense, defense, or special teams in offense? Okay. How about if that dual threat football player was a threat to not only help you win the game, but also be the homecoming queen? Give you details on this story out of Mississippi coming up in just a couple. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A Mobile man accused of stabbing his girlfriend to death last May, now under arrest. For the last several months, 44-year-old Stephen Davis Jr. has been in a Louisiana hospital rehabbing from the injuries he sustained in that incident. That's according to Mobile police. On Friday, he was released from a rehabilitation hospital and booked into the Jefferson Parish Correction Center. He's being charged with stabbing his girlfriend, 49-year-old Carol Dowdlin, multiple times in the early morning hours of May 28th at her apartment in Sperry Landing in Theodore. She died as a result of her injuries at a local hospital. At this hour, information has not yet been released as to when Davis will be extradited back to Mobile. A citywide crackdown on prostitution lands 16 people in jail here in Mobile. Those arrested were 15 women and one man. They range in age from 22 to 58 years old. All are accused of soliciting prostitution. So the goal of the sting was to rid the streets of the illegal activity of prostitution and other drug-related and violent crimes. And here's why. According to the press release, quote, for example, a prostitute may be used to attract men so they can be robbed or assaulted by the prostitute's cohorts, or the prostitutes become the victims of crimes committed against them by their patrons. Again, that quote coming from the press release released by our Mobile Police Department. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Randy is in Mobile, Alabama.
I just want to let David know that we are the best. They didn't need to have one game with Auburn and Alabama. And whoever wins plays in Alabama, and whoever loses don't ever play no more. Or they can go back to Georgia.
Randy, you realize that could be your team.
I kind of like the premise.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
End of the conversation.
722 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Check in with my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's get the week started. Hey, Larry.
Morning, John. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Let's talk about what is, we pointed out to me off air, a rainbow is formed there near LCM. Is the one end of the rainbow in the pickups or in the SUVs or in the cars? Where exactly does it land?
I think it's in the cars. You know, we talk about trucks and SUVs all the time. We got some great sport cars, you know, sports cars, excuse me. We just got in a 2004 Corvette. It's automatic. I mean, it's well below average miles. Beautiful car. We got a 2005 Mustang GT convertible, again, below average miles. And we got a 2012 Camaro convertible RS package with only 30,000 miles.
I like it. Let's talk about options for financing those sport cars.
We got great financing, as we talk about all the time. We got credit unions, we got finance companies, we got banks, we got just all the different kind of sources. We got something for just about 99% of the people.
Give us directions to come out and see you.
Highway 90 West in Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 723. So I mentioned this story a second ago about the dual threat player here. But maybe playing offense and then also at the same time, special teams, and then also playing the homecoming queen game.
Now, this is interesting because this could be one of two things. It could be a mm-hmm. woman playing mm-hmm. football mm-hmm. who wins homecoming queen, or mm-hmm. this school could allow men to win the homecoming queen.
Right, in these days, you're not sure what the story is going
to
be.
I'm not sure, so I need you to fill me in.
Number one is what it
okay.
is.
Okay.
The high school senior over in Biloxi named Kaylee Foster, who had it a very big Friday night. First, she was crowned homecoming queen before the football game's homecoming game. Then she put on her pads and played in the game. Now, she's mainly a soccer player for her high school, but she's also been the football team's place kicker since her sophomore year, and she's really good. During the game, she made 2 field goals. Then the game goes into overtime, and she kicked an extra point to win the game.
Wow.
Final score of the game, 13-12. So with 2 field goals, she scored more than half her team's points uh-huh. in Friday night's game to give them the win. And after the game, she posed for a photo wearing her football gear. She took her helmet off, and she had her homecoming queen crown on.
That's awesome.
Someone asked her if she was more nervous for the kick or the homecoming announcement. She said she really wasn't nervous for either one, but she was pretty sure she wouldn't win homecoming queen, but she knew she could make the extra points.
That's amazing.
So yeah, Kaylee Foster over in Biloxi, she wins Homecoming Queen, does the whole thing with, you know, the crown and the, you know, the nice dress and all that, and then goes and gets the pants on and comes out and puts it through the uprights for six of the total points
and,
for the team.
Well, it's not, and seven,
and
actually.
Seven, yeah, with the point
two
after.
Field
yeah,
goals and the,
yeah,
and the game-winning point after. And so this isn't something they just, I mean, she was the MVP of this game and Homecoming Queen. They didn't just say,
it's pretty cool,
hey, this, that girl on the sideline, why don't we give her this award and then she'll be, I mean, she was the best player on the field, it sounds like. So that's cool.
It is to me. I mean, so way to go, Kaylee. That's a pretty awesome story from over there in Biloxi. Also, I saw this note here after last week talking about the passing of Burt Reynolds. AMC Theaters said they will re-release Smokey and the Bandit at 240 locations starting September 12th, so that's this week, going through the 20th, in honor of the passing of Burt Reynolds. Deadline reports the action comedy was the second highest grossing film of 1977. Watch its numbers here in 2018. I bet you it'll do well for that 10-day run.
I think so, and I think that's such a good idea, because we've talked in the past about movie theaters, you know, having trouble getting people to come in as many numbers as they used to show up to the movie theater. So they've started doing this a lot more, and we saw it, and we see it every summer with the Sanger doing the classic movie thing that they do every summer, where every week they have some classic movie playing in the Sanger Theater. Well, now all these AMCs and a lot more of these movie theaters are doing this, and I think it's to bring more people in who usually wouldn't come out to see a new movie.
Okay, well, so here's a thing for me. I've referenced that movie, I don't know, a gajillion times on the show. I love Smokey the Bandit. I had never seen it in the theater. I've never seen it in the theater.
But do you want to?
Oh, yeah. So I am the guy that will go to a movie once every 8-9 years. Uh-huh. I just don't go to theaters. I would probably go out to see Smokey and the Bandit on the big screen. Yeah. How about y'all?
And it's a little different from like the new movies where you don't want people interrupting. You've seen this movie, if you're
enough
going
that it, you, people could act like, what is it, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, where they interact with the film. That'd be fine with me, because we all know the lines from Smokey and the Bandit, but I do want to see it on the big screen. All right, 727 FM Talk 106.5. So it happened on Saturday, the Drag Queen Story Hour, and you had dueling demonstrations gathering outside the Ben May Library in downtown Mobile. Chad Petrie from our news partners WKRG was there. He said, in the end, hundreds of people packed the auditorium to listen to a drag queen read children's stories. All in all, some moments were a little tense, but no arrest and no violence. Organizers on both sides were just trying to make their points heard. The man who decided to bring the story hour concept to Mobile said he wasn't expecting this much of a turnout at an event designed to highlight tolerance. That is Brian Fuhenmeier, who said this to Chad Petrie.
Gotten so much positive support from this event that has more positive than negative from my perspective. It's been great. I've been given so many thanks from parents, from people in our community. It is overwhelming.
Part of the protest there with the Common Sense Campaign, Tea Party affiliate from that group, Dr. Lou Campanosi, who has been on the show with us before, commenting.
This reading is age inappropriate. We think that 3 to 8-year-olds do not need to be exposed to this kind of a message. These folks have a right to do whatever they want to do. We just think that this isn't the age is just not the right.
And so that protest, by the way, looked like, at least what we're hearing, probably at least the majority of people there, the majority were for the event. I don't know if you could say it's 1.5 to 1, 2 to 1. I don't know if there's that ratio has been laid out, but enough people wanted to hear the Drag Queen Story Hour. They had to have a second space there to do
it. Wow.
So we'll talk more about that coming up after 8 o'clock. Plus, Cassie Fambro's story about the city of Mobile proposing $500,000 budget cut to public libraries. Are these things linked at all? Talk about that as well. And Dr. Bill, he's got his work cut out for us. A very busy situation in the tropics. He'll lay it out for us next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The murder trial of a man accused of killing his girlfriend and stuffing her body in the back of an SUV last year begins today. Christopher Corson is charged with murder after police say he shot his girlfriend, Darlene Rollins, in January 2017. Foley police arrested him on Highway 59 after a driver called 911 reporting blood dripping from the back of his car. Corson confessed to the crime in March of last year. A Florida sheriff's deputy lost his job over nude pictures he sent to women he met on the job. The Okolosa County Sheriff's Office fired Deputy Douglas Schwall last week. His dismissal came after an investigation revealed he was exchanging nude photos with a burglary suspect's mom. The group Rainbow Mobile held its Drag Queen Story Hour at the Mobile Main Library Saturday. The Story Hour was expanded to two rooms because so many parents and children showed up to hear a local drag queen read to the kids. Protesters outside were outnumbered by supporters of the LGBTQ movement.
These people are human like everybody else, man.
There is no word yet if the group plans on hosting another Drag Queen Story Hour anytime soon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Double rebates. That's right, double rebates. Up to $400 off now available at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on all Liberty Colonial models and up. Unbelievable savings on clearance models with instant cash rebates, free accessories, up to $150, free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles, and 0% interest with approved credit. Now's the time to save on a Liberty Safe at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. The best and largest selection of safes on the Gulf Coast. Own peace of mind. Own a Liberty Safe from Mike Ward's. That's exit 5B Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Get ready now. That's the word from National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham, as Category 2 Hurricane Florence is expected to be a Category 3 or 4 by the time it hits the coast in the Carolinas or Virginia.
If you're right along the coastline, you really need to be ready by Wednesday of this week. A little further inland, be ready by Thursday.
Flooding is described as potentially deadly. A gas line explosion and fire in Center Township, Pennsylvania caused dozens of homes to be evacuated and school classes to be canceled, Center Township Police Chief Barry Kramer.
We currently have about 30 or so people at the fire hall now, being cared for by the American Red Cross, which is coming down to help render food and water and so on for the treatment of those people.
President Trump is tweeting again about the Bob Woodward book portraying a White House staff that believes it has to protect the country from him, Trump tweeting, he'll write his own book. 69-year-old singer Olivia Newton-John says she's fighting cancer again, her third bout. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Jack Ma, who founded e-commerce giant Alibaba Group and helped launch China's online retailing boom, announced today he'll step down as the company's chairman next September. Ma says he'll be succeeded by CEO Daniel Zhang, an 11-year veteran of the company. Ma founded Alibaba in 1999 and it expanded into consumer retailing to become the world's biggest e-commerce company. A new lawsuit in New York is highlighting the thorny legal issues concerning the degree to which employers can snoop through their employees' electronic devices. An ex-managing director at Brevet Capital Management is suing his former employer, accusing the New York investment firm of accessing his home computer to read his personal emails and steal data stored on personal hard drives. He alleges the activity violated federal anti-hacking laws. The company says the computer is its property because it bought it. The lawsuit raises questions about what constitutes a work device. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident involving a school bus hit at Walter Smith Road and Airport, but no injuries there. Also at Airport and I-65, another accident without injuries as traffic starting to build now coming down from Saraland to Chickasaw. And watch your speed across to Bayway near Daphne and Malbus. You've seen state troopers there. Football and pizza are something special at Papa Murphy's. The biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The five meat stuffed pizza is only $12. This is football pizza. Make any day game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, let me get this right. Now there are three hurricanes and a disturbance out there. As you know, you told us weeks ago when we're all saying, no, it's been like nothing this season. It's been very, very quiet. You said, just wait, and well, it's here.
Yeah, it's pretty busy, and there is a disturbance in the Western Caribbean right now that will most likely move across Yucatan into the Southwest Gulf. It's mainly going to be a rain producer and eventually in Texas, and I don't think it's going to have any effect on us. But we have three hurricanes, of course. The one that's getting all the attention now is Hurricane Florence, with winds now over 100 miles per hour, and it's steadily increasing in intensity. The likely target at the moment would be North Carolina, but not until Thursday night. And that means that there's time that things could change a bit. But right now, most of the models trend toward North Carolina. When it does arrive there, it could very well be a major hurricane with top winds of anywhere from 130 to 145 miles per hour. So it's a big storm. We also have two other hurricanes. They're way down in the Atlantic, the tropical Atlantic. And Isaac, which is headed now for the Caribbean, it will be increasing in strength, though it may lose a little as it gets into the Caribbean, at least for a while. And then the other one, Helene, looks like it'll turn to the north and stay out in the open Atlantic. So the only one that we're going to be involved with here in the Gulf Coast, and I don't want to say involved, but one we watch carefully, and that is Isaac, who gets in the Caribbean. The question later on, will it turn to the north? Will it go into the Gulf? We don't know. It's a long ways off.
It kind of just, I know it is a long way off in trying to forecast this, but a timeline where if Isaac does keep that track coming to the west and not turning north, when does it put it in the Caribbean? What day of the week? When are you looking at?
Well, it'll be in the Caribbean, and most likely here in a couple of days, or perhaps 3 days, and then if it ever gets to the Gulf, it wouldn't be till next weekend or even into early next week. So it's got a long track. Florence, though, of course, will be into the East Coast late Thursday or early on Friday. Now, it's possible that we could benefit from that storm, and that as it moves up the East Coast, it could bring some drier air down here to the Gulf Coast. It doesn't look like it'll be any kind of a cool wave, but the lower humidity will be helpful. It'll still stay on the warm side and still some isolated showers, but that's a possibility. Right now, we're going to contend with a weather front, a cold front that's moved into Mississippi and Alabama. It is going to become stationary across the southern portion of both states, and it's going to be a rain producer. So today we can look for numerous showers and thunderstorms to develop. We had a few around the bay this morning. I get a little bit of sunshine this morning, but then the showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. They'll taper off tonight, and then tomorrow they'll rebuild again, back up to showers and thunderstorms. And the highs today, well, mainly in the upper 80s, and the same for tomorrow. And I don't see much of a change for Wednesday. And then we'll have to watch for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and see if we get a little bit of help from the hurricane on the East Coast.
Okay, so the track, if Florence is going north up the East Coast, that draws in that drier air, what, back here to the west?
Yeah, if it moves on up into North Carolina, it's going to be a very, very significant rain producer for the mid-Atlantic states all the way into New England. And then on the western side, more of a northerly wind that'll help bring some of that dry air down to the Gulf.
And you mentioned, too, the sustained winds are talking about possibly with Florence, 140 mile per hour. Can you put that? I mean, we know, you know, looking at categories, but can you compare it to a Gulf Coast storm that we can remember that'll put it in perspective?
Yeah, Hurricane Frederick was about 130 mile per hour top winds. It had gusts up to 147. And wow. When we're talking about 145 sustained, we're looking at gusts near 160. If it arrived with that, we think it may drop off a little bit, might start to get some shearing as it gets near North Carolina. Even then, it could have 120 mile per hour wind, so that's still a very strong hurricane. But right now, if it would arrive with our projection of 145 mile per hour winds, it's similar to Hugo that went into South Carolina in 1989, and Hurricane Hazel back in the 50s, which was very destructive in the Carolinas.
There you go. Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. Get his forecast 24-7 here at FM Talk 106.5 and his eye on the tropics the whole way through hurricane season. 7:40, we'll be right back. Check headlines with Kelly.
Hey, Celeste. Why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car service, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly. They're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They work on everything. Cars, trucks, SUVs. No matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money, and most importantly, I trust them. And you can, too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on. My AC is not cooling, and I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. 7:42, FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A health alert is now in effect as 10 more people have tested positive for the West Nile virus in Mobile County. The West Nile virus can cause coma or death in rare cases, as according to health officials. But they say it most often, though, causes high fever, severe headache, stiff neck, confusion, muscle weakness, paralysis, disorientation, and seizures. Seriousness, of course, depends on age and health. According to Mobile County Health Officer Dr. Eichel II, that the public should assume that there are mosquitoes carrying the disease throughout Mobile County. Do not let your guard down. Health officials say that using special care when outside at dusk and dawn is very important. The periods most mosquitoes are active are during those hours. Be sure to wear long pants and shirts, use repellent, and empty standing water. The risk of encephalitis spread by mosquitoes is highest from August through the first freeze of fall. The virus is transmitted from birds through mosquitoes who feed off the blood of infected birds and then bite humans. There are no human vaccines. If you have an issue or question, call 251-690-8124. They will answer your mosquito issue questions in Mobile County at that number. 11 cases have now been confirmed since August. In Spanish Ford, police on Thursday arrested bank robbery suspect 37-year-old Stephen Allen Mathis of Mobile. He's charged with robbing the BBVA Compass Bank on U.S. Highway 90 in Spanish Ford last August. According to investigators, he was found through tips and arrested at the FBI headquarters in Mobile after an interview with law enforcement. He's originally from Missouri and has been booked and charged with robbery. Mathis was being held at the Baldwin County Correction Center in Bay Minette, his bond hearing scheduled for last Friday. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we discuss what you can do and can't do regarding displays of faith in the workplace with attorney Bill Wasden. More after this message from Roberts Brothers. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Bill Wasden is an attorney with Burr and Foreman and gives me examples where faith displays by the employer get the whole company in trouble. Bottom line, if your displays of faith, regardless whether it's mainstream faith or not, make employees uncomfortable or they feel like they've been discriminated against due to your faith or theirs, You're putting yourself in some legal hot water. Bill sees examples of things like this every day while he's just walking around, and employers are completely unaware. For more, listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard and to his family all he gave. Then one day he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, "Dave, now what are you gonna do?" Said, "Mobile Bay Coins is the place you need to go." So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590. This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The murder trial of Derek Dearman begins today. He's accused of killing five people, including a pregnant woman, in 2016. The bodies of five adults, including the pregnant woman, were found in a home just outside Citronelle on August 20, 2016. Some were hacked to death with an axe. The trial has been delayed several times, despite Dearman's confession in 2016.
Sincerely and truly apologize, and I'm sorry.
He faces six counts of capital murder and two counts of kidnapping. A 17-year-old is in custody connected to a deadly shooting near Auburn University. It happened Sunday morning just before 2:30. 20-year-old Evan Wilson was pronounced dead as officers arrived. Three other people were shot. The 17-year-old has been charged as an adult. A Pensacola woman was arrested for crashing into a Florida State Trooper. Florida Highway Patrol says 26-year-old Christine Stallworth collided with a patrol car guarding a downed power line last week. Authorities say she hit the trooper's car, then drove off. Troopers located Stallworth at her apartment Sunday. She tried to get away by entering the apartment next door through the attic. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In college football over the weekend, some notable scores. Auburn crushed Alabama State 63-9 in the Jordan-Hare home opener. Alabama did the same, beating Arkansas State in the Bryant-Denny home opener 57-7. The South Alabama Jaguars went on the road and lost big to Oklahoma State 55-13. Texas A&M almost pulled off a major come-from-behind victory over the number two-ranked Clemson Tigers, but the Tigers escaped with a 28-26 win after a two-point conversion attempt for the Aggies failed in the final minute. Georgia used a dominant second half to defeat South Carolina 41-17, and the Kentucky Wildcats ended a 31-year losing streak to Florida, beating the Gators in Gainesville 27-16. The Associated Press poll was released yesterday with not many changes to the rankings. Alabama is still ranked number one. This week, the Tide received 54 of 61 possible first-place votes. Clemson is still ranked second, followed closely by Georgia in third. Ohio State is ranked fourth and Oklahoma fifth. And there are now only five SEC teams in the top 25 after South Carolina and Florida fell from the rankings this weekend. Auburn's ranked seventh. That's up two spots from last week. LSU now ranked 12th, and Mississippi State ranked 16th. And after 2 weeks now of the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge, Track Freak leads the entire group with 93 total points. Track Freak earned 49 of 55 possible points on Saturday. And three people right now tied for second place, 1 point behind Track Freak. You got the Pick'em Professor, Blondie 007, and JTD.
So there you go.
That's the leaderboard.
I might have fallen down a few ranks. Yeah, you were rungs of the ladder. I hit about 50 of them on the way down.
There were a few people that had a tough weekend, but plenty of weeks left in the college pick'em year. The NFL season also, it began this weekend with two more games tonight to wrap up the first week of play. Some notable scores from yesterday, the New Orleans Saints lost a barn burner to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 48-40. Saints quarterback Drew Brees passed for 439 yards and 3 touchdowns, but he was outdone by veteran Tampa quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick passed for 417 yards and 4 touchdowns. The Cleveland Browns finally ended a 17-game losing streak, but not by winning. They tied the Pittsburgh Steelers 21-21 on Sunday. Browns came back from 14 points down to tie the game and kept it tied through overtime. That was the NFL's first tie in week one since 1971. And last night, Aaron Rodgers left the game with a leg injury, but returned to lead the Green Bay Packers to a 24-23 comeback victory over the Chicago Bears. Rodgers left the game after an injury to his left leg in the first half and returned with the Packers down by 20. He'd go on to throw 3 touchdowns to tie the largest comeback of his career. And in tennis, at the U.S. Open, Naomi Osaka became the first person from Japan to win a Grand Slam, beating Serena Williams in straight sets on Saturday 6-2 and 6-4. There was controversy on the court, with Williams seen arguing with the chair umpire. She was penalized for 3 different violations during the second set. And in the men's singles final, Novak Djokovic defeated Juan Martin Del Potro in straight sets to claim his 14th Grand Slam title. 7:51 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Yeah, what would you call the judge a liar there, right?
Yes.
A thief and a liar. Serena gets her second violation. There's a $17,000 fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she said it was sexist, that the linesman was being sexist during his entire during her entire match and the things that he was saying to her. It was all sexist.
All right, well, let's look at the bottom of the ledger sheet. So she's upset there, gets a $17,000 fine. She also did win $1.85 million for finishing in second place. So still looking all right there.
Yeah.
Bottom line, still
17,000
okay.
Minus. Yeah, I think she's doing fine.
Be just fine. 7:52. We'll be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, still have a couple accidents in the clearing stages, including one involving a school bus, but no injuries. This is going to be at Walter Smith Road in Airport. Also got the one there at Airport and 65. No delays now across the Bayway and the Causeway, northbound 65 to Saraland. It's a smooth ride in. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, offering you the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. With no cost, 2-year, 25,000-mile maintenance at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms again with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during Ram Power Days, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and get great deals on trucks worthy of your reputation. And right now, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. See your local Ram dealer and hurry in for Ram Power Days. On 20% of 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn models as of 9/5/18 and in dealer stock. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2300 Bighorn package value. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10/1. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
7:55, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. More from Dr. Bill on our forecast coming up. Also, three big things, top stories on the top of the stack over at FMTalk1065.com. Intensifying Hurricane Florence could strike the U.S. southeast on the Atlantic coast. Also, the Drag Queen Story Hour ends peacefully. That happened on Saturday. And high stakes as a two-month sprint to Election Day begins. We'll talk about the run-up to the general. All coming up next hour when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 with an update on a news headline from last week. You'll recall last Thursday, shots were fired in a local elementary school put on lockdown. We now know the name of the homicide victim. 27-year-old Tevin Gamble was found deceased in the area of Stanton Road and Bragdon Avenue last Thursday, just after 11 a.m. That's according to the Mobile Police Department. Witnesses reported hearing multiple gunshots. Holloway Elementary School was placed on lockdown for about an hour while police investigated. Multiple shell casings were recovered from the scene, and police believe that more than one weapon was used during this shooting. If you have information which can assist in this investigation, you're urged to contact the Mobile Police Department. News out of Florida this morning, as a panel of 11th Circuit Federal Appeals Court judges have ruled that the Pensacola Cross in a Florida park must come down. But the judges called on the full court to hear the case. You'll recall back in 2016, the American Humanist Foundation sued the city of Pensacola on behalf of citizens offended by the 34-foot-tall concrete cross. Alabama and 13 other states have sided with Pensacola in a legal battle which could go before the Supreme Court. Our Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall said, quote, "The large cross in Pensacola's Bayview Park is a local landmark dating back more than seven decades. The cross is woven into the fabric of Pensacola's history, and its presence in a public park does not violate the First Amendment's prohibition of the establishment of religion, as opponents have claimed." The appeals court panel wrote in Friday's ruling that, quote, "Our hands are tied. Absent full appeals court reconsideration or Supreme Court reversal, we are constrained to affirm the district court's order requiring removal of the Bayview Park cross." The judges have now called for a hearing by the entire 11th Circuit Court. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 7:57, FM Talk 106.5. Next hour, turning up your voice, 343-0106. 343-0106 also works on the text line. Remember, website fmtalk1065.com. And check us out at facebook.com/fmtalk1065. And over on Twitter at fmtalk1065. You'll find me right there. All right, 343-0106. Coming right back with hour number three of Mobile Mornings.